You are a CJSF listener. You are the outsider, the rebellious one, the change maker, the hopeful dreamer, the truth seeker, and we love you for that. Thanks for making CJSF a part of your life.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? To Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. I am your host. My name's Robin, and I'm here with some old time and bluegrass and rootsy sounds for you over this noon hour. What we just heard was a track called Lily Virginia from Ravel and Twine. I honestly can't tell you a whole lot about them other than they've got an album called A Town Called Home. And I overheard one of our new volunteers who was practicing their mad radio making skills in our production studio a few weeks ago play this song from our collection. of new music, and my ears perked up, and I ran into the studio to ask, who is that? What is that? I love that. And made my playlist today. So, Ravel and Twine here to start us off on the program. Lots of juicy little musical nuggets coming up for you today. This is actually a playlist that I planned to get to last week, but it so happened that Vivian, who was here with us from Germany for the last 6 months, interning and learning all about radio and community radio, it was her last day. And so we all took her out for lunch, and that interfered with me being here live with you, but all for a very good cause. So here I am, live in the studio with a bunch of new and not so new music for your ears. This next track is a new one. It's from Mallory Chipman. Mallory is one of the goddamsels, and put out a solo EP, which is called, of course, just when I tell you that it's called As Though I Had Wings. And as I said, it's just brand new released. And we're going to start this next set with a track from that called Diving here on Roots and Berries.
The sun was high, about half past noon. Hopped on my bike and hummed that Marty tune. I rode down to the cool, clear water. The cool, clear water. Kick down my stand and watch the trees. Still see them swaying in my memory. Down by the cool, clear water. Down by the cool, clear water. I saw you diving head first. You looked so free. What you needed. Diving for fair, diving with flair. Out of the air to where the rushes grow. Yeah, you were diving to the water below. Dragonflies, the city. it's been 8 years, or maybe more, since I first saw your shadow as you soared over the cool, clear water. Over the cool, clear water. I hear you call, and I reply, hoping that maybe then you'll stay a while. Down by the cool, clear water. Down with me by the water. are sinking in the ocean. Planes are having collusion in the air. Well, people, you may not believe it, but there's something wrong somewhere. Well, no matter where you go, hear about a thing you never heard before. Strange things are happening every day.
Indeed they are. Strange things from Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet. A little frenetic fiddle and banjo there for your afternoon, coming to you from Roots and Berries here at CJSF 90.1 Campus Community Radio, where the chances are it's the only place on the radio dial you're going to hear something like that. Before Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, we heard Three Tall Pines and a track called Stone Walls. A little bit of a lament from them on how cornfields turn into apartment buildings or concrete towers and parking lots. off their album Short While Ago. It is 12:21. 1221. Look at that. Here in the afternoon, the sun is finally out with us for a couple of days anyways. It gets me feeling a little bit more excited than when it's bleak and dreary and nothing but gray. So nice to have a break on that for a little while. I was, wondering to myself this morning about, the weather and other things and, how to not be so discouraged and find the determination to push through and, whether that was just a deluded pipe dream or not. So to see the sun is definitely a little break in that. Maybe you've been feeling it too, before these last couple of days. Want to tell you about an event that is happening because it's back to a little bit more rain on Sunday, which is the last day that you can see this show called Sylvia at the Metro Theater in Vancouver on Southwest Marine Drive. It is a family-oriented show that is all about how a pet can become a family member so quickly. This heartwarming story is a good way to spend time with your family. And for more information and ticket purchase, you can go to the Metro Theatre website. And as I said, April 30th is the last day to see that. If you're looking for something family friendly to do over the weekend on Sunday when it gets back to a little bit of, dare I say dismal? No, not yet. Not yet. On with the music. I was managing on my phone the other day to finally install a music player that makes sense, because the one that I had wasn't playing things properly and it was really hard to navigate, and so in the process of being able to do that, I was looking at a bunch of old songs that I had in, saved in my phone that I haven't listened to in a really long time. And 1952 Vincent Black Lightning was part of that playlist that I had. And we're not going to hear the song that I actually have in there. We're going to hear a rendition by Sean Rowe that is pretty great, in my opinion. I mean, the song itself is pretty great, but he just really brings it home with tons of emotion and, play it with feeling. And so we're going to hear that now. Sean Rowe with 1952, Vincent Black Lightning. And if you know the words, turn it up loud and get your singing on.
Well, I usually like to write out before the Friday show, I usually like to write out a playlist.
Every morning. special in such a late. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color schemes. When he pulled her on behind, they went down to Box Hill, they did ride. Left. He was a running out of.